You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
The 50-year mortgage can make you a millionaire or it can keep you broke forever. Welcome back to the channel, y'all. Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but I'm better known as MG, the Mortgage Guy. We are live. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Happy Monday, y'all. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. We got a lot to talk about today, and we're going to get busy with a lot of information. So if you are new to the channel, new to Rants and Gems, make sure you type first time in the chat, all right? And if you're a real estate professional, realtor, loan officer, type it in the chat, especially if you're a loan officer, type that NMLS number in the chat. I go by the big 58700. All right, y'all. So the 50-year mortgage could either make you rich or keep you in debt for the rest of your life. Everybody's arguing about it. Nobody's actually running the numbers, though. Everybody's got a lot of fucking, oh, this can make you, this is a good thing. It'll make it more affordable. It'll bring more people back into the market. It's going to make home prices go up. On Saturday night, check the live tab for replays. And also download Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets. So if you're in the gym, if you're in the car, you want to listen, listen to Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets as well. Shout out to a lot of first timers. Shout out to everybody here on Instagram and also checking in on YouTube as well. So look, today I'm going to show you what this loan really means for your wallet, your wealth, your future, short term, long term, et cetera, because I'm a fan of men lie, women lie, numbers don't, right? I gave a deep, detailed opinion about it, and I'm start this show off today with giving you my opinion first and foremost. For investors, I love it. Give me a fucking 100-year mortgage on a rental property. I don't care, right? Me personally, I'm just keeping it a buck because I ain't paying for it. Right? If you're an investor, type investor in chat. How many units you got? Talk about it in the chat, please. But that's just me personally. For investment properties, I'm all for a 50-year mortgage. But this is not going to be just for investors. This is going to be more so for home buyers. And this is what this is really geared towards, is the home buying community to make things more affordable. So for home owners and home buyers, right, if you're buying a primary residence, I don't know if I love this 50-year mortgage for you guys. 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, I probably had a different opinion. But as I approach my 50s, you know, I'm 47 years old. You know, I know black don't crack. Right. I don't look like it, except for when I don't have a haircut for a couple weeks. But it's another story for a different day. But as I approach my 50s, I don't want no damn 50-year mortgage. Hell, I'm contemplating paying off my own mortgage. Right. I don't even think I want a mortgage, period. Right. But for investment properties, hell, I love this. So today what I want to do, and shout out to all the investors and everybody that's in the comments. Appreciate y'all for tapping in with me. Let's talk about some numbers, right? Let's talk about the average tenure and the life loan stats, right? The average home ownership tenure in the U.S. right now, according to Redfin, is 11.8 years. So let's just round it up to 12 years. Everybody type in chat 12 years. 12 years. Everybody type in chat 12 years, right? So the average home ownership tenure is 12 years. The medium tenure, right, In 2005, it was 6.5 years. So since 05, that tenure of how long someone stays in the house from 2005 to 2024 has doubled to almost 12 years. The average mortgage held before refinancing or selling the property, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association and Freddie Mac, is 6 to 8 years. Everybody type in chat, 6 to 8 years. Type in chat, 6 to 8 years. The investor hold period for a rental is anywhere between 5 to 10 years. So this is why I said to you guys, for a rental property, right, 5 to 10 years on average, if I had a 50-year mortgage, that means more cash flow, more opportunities for me to reinvest in other things. But I'm gonna show y'all some other numbers soon, right? We're gonna really break this shit down today, right? So most people who think they're going to buy the typical home ownership, right, that forever home idea really lasts more than 12 years. So when you think about a 50-year mortgage, you know, most people don't even keep their mortgage 30 years. It's not even close. The average person stays in that home for about 12 years. So I'm going to test both today. Run numbers, different loan amount, sales price, have you, for a 5-year short term and a 12-year long term scenarios. Because in real life, that's the window where this mortgage is either going to make you rich or it's going to break you. Okay. And also, what I want to do is I want to show you reinvestment strategies. Everybody type in chat, reinvestment strategies. Type in chat, reinvestment strategies. Because if you are going to take a 50-year mortgage, what are you going to do with the difference in savings? Are you going to pocket that money? Are you going to go to brunch on Sundays, get some extra fucking tequila and hookah? Are you going to pay bills with this? Or are you going to reinvest this money? So I'm going to break down the savings that you will have. And I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to show you the numbers on what it looks like on historical averages for the S&P 500 annual returns, which is usually around 10%, right? And the last 30 years, it's been about 9.3%, but in the past 10 years, the S&P 500 from 2014 to 2024 is around 11.3%. So for these assumptions, I'm going to use 10%, because over the past 50 years, that's what the S&P has generally, historically averaged on annual basis. Now, obviously, if you are watching shows like Market Mondays, Trapping Tuesdays, doing your own due diligence, watching my brother Chris Sannon and a host of others who teach us about trading options, you know, shout out to Jessica Lane with the Forex, you can probably get more than a 10% return annually on your investment. But I want to use, you know, historical averages for this. Okay. So if y'all ready for some numbers, type I'm ready in chat. If you're ready for some numbers, type I'm ready in chat. I mean business today. Get your pen and pad. This is going to be like a fucking masterclass for free. And I'm going to give you guys like some real life information. So that way you can make an educated, informative decision if this does come into law. But also now I want you to take this content and take this information and apply it to your everyday scenarios of your current home right now. if you do a refinance, if you got some savings, because the path is always math, ladies and gentlemen. Type that in chat too. The path is always the path is math. Okay. The path is math. All right. I'm excited. So let's start this summary right now. Let me share my screen. And we're going to go into a 500K mortgage, right? Let's share screen. Let's see this one right here. So if you can see my screen, if you see the numbers on my screen, type, I see it on the screen. Let me see if I can zoom in to make this a little bit bigger. Pause. Let me see something, y'all. Oh, no. That's not it. What the fuck did I just do? I'm always doing something. Okay, there you go. Let's see. Do I like this one? No, that's not it, bro. All right. Let me just give this a solo layout. No, I'll keep me here just for editing purposes. Okay. Let's do this. Shout out to everybody. We got over 250 people watching this live at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit that like, y'all, because we're going to be here for at least another hour with some information, man. So show me some love. All right. So let's talk about this. We got the 50-year mortgage right here. And we're going to start this off with a 500K. It says property value and loan amount is the same because I'm not taking into consideration any down payment. I'm not taking into consideration any closing costs with these numbers. I'm not taking into consideration mortgage insurance, property taxes, homeowners insurance, because I want to compare principal and interest to principal and interest only. Everybody type P&I in chat if you are following. Okay. So obviously your payment, if you include your escrow, will be higher than what I'm presenting today. And if you have PMI, it's going to be higher than what we are showing here today. So let's take this a 500K loan amount. Let me just take this off, right? Let's do it this way. We got a 500K loan amount. Now, on a 50-year mortgage, this is all hypotheticals when it comes to interest rates. This is all hypotheticals when it comes to interest rates. Let me see something. Let me see if I can make this screen a little bit bigger like this. If this helps. Yeah, I think this helps. This is it. Okay. So one thing I do know, a 50-year mortgage interest rate would be higher than a 30-year fixed mortgage rate. So for this example, I'm using a 50-year at a 6.875% interest rate, and I'm using a 30-year fixed mortgage at 6.5%. Now, obviously, credit score, down payment, property type will all determine what that interest rate will be. But again, since the 50-year mortgage is not in law and we currently today cannot offer this on conventional or FHA mortgages, I have to use these guesstimates to give you guys some numbers, okay? And this is primary residence interest rates. I'm doing this as single family interest rates, and I'm doing this only for conventional mortgages. This is not FHA. This is not VA. This is not non-QM products. We're only talking conventional mortgages, because if this is rolled out, 9 times out of 10, it will be rolled out to Fannie and Freddie first. Tracking, y'all? Type tracking in chat. Okay. So the term 50-year mortgage is 600 months. 30-year mortgage is 360 months. So you're looking at a payment of $2,960.69 versus a $3,160. So you're talking about a savings of $199.65. $199.65. You might as well say $200. Okay. You might as well say $200. Now, let's look at, we know the monthly payment difference, again, is $199. But let's look at that savings over the first 5 years, because what we established early in this program is that the average American is refinancing every 6 to 8 years. But I'm going to use 5 years in this case, because when we have rates that's going down, people who purchased in the last 2 to 3 years, shit, people who purchased last year already refinancing, right? But let's just say you stayed in this mortgage for 5 years. You didn't make no extra principal payments. You didn't refinance. If you, in 5 years, the 30-year is going to save you around $13,000 because you're paying down more of your principal balance. So if you look right here, y'all, look at the total interest that's paid, total principal and interest that's paid in that first 5 years. You got $177,641 versus $189,620. So obviously, principal and interest, you're going to pay more here on the 30-year, because look at the principal paid. I want you to look at the highlighted. In 5 years, y'all, if you go with a 50-year mortgage, $500,000 loan amount, you're only paying $6,858 towards your principal balance, versus on a 30-year, you're paying $31,945 towards your principal balance. So when I see people in my comments saying that, hey, the 50-year is going to make it more affordable for the homeowner, it's going to help them build wealth and build equity, because it's, that's the thing. Look, guys, I told you guys on Saturday, and I'm going to say this very clear, and I'm going to say this in the most respectful way to all my real estate professionals that are out here. Y'all need to fucking stop the rhetoric and the bullshit and trying to sell people dreams. I get it. We want to sell property. We want to do loans. But everything ain't for everybody. Stop with the whole trying to hit the pain points is better than renting. Not everything's always better than renting. Sometimes renting is better than owning, okay? So, well, at least it's better than renting. How, Sway? How? But look at the principal paid. So your balance after 5 years, you're going to owe $493,142 worth this versus $468,000. Look at the interest that you will pay. Yeah, I'm going to highlight that, right? The interest that you're going to pay. The 50-year, in that 5-year time frame, you're going to pay almost $171,000 versus $156,000. So you got a net cost. You have a net cost of $13,000 of net savings, I should say. A net savings of $13,000 on a 30-year compared to that 50-year. Now, are we following what I'm saying? Type in chat, I'm following. If you're following what I'm saying, type in chat, I'm following. Okay. So now let's look at 12 years. Let's look at the interest you're going to pay in 12 years on that 30-year versus the 50 years. Now, the home value, don't pay too much attention to that, because I'm just doing a modest 3% appreciation. That's subject to market conditions, so don't pay attention to that, right? Actually, I should have took that out. But in 12 years, if you paid no extra payments to your principal balance, if you did not refinance, your loan balance after 12 years, mind you, you started at $500,000. your balance on a 50-year has only decreased by, what's that, $22,000? $21,413 versus on the 30-year, $98,208. So if your house did appreciate, let's talk about the appreciation. If your house did appreciate every single year for 12 years at a 3%, both houses will be worth the same, $712,880. But your equity position, clearly, if you look at the equity position here, you got a $234,000 equity position versus $311,000. Your total interest that you have paid within that time frame would be $405,000 on that 12-year versus $356,000. So when I hear people, now again, this is not no refinancing. This is not no paying down on principal balance. I'm just trying to give you guys the raw facts and the raw numbers, because the average person stays in a home for 12 years, according to the stats that I read earlier. Right? Right? So for me, just what I said to you earlier, I'm not really a big fan of this as my primary residence. For an investment property, I probably wouldn't care too much because I'm not the one paying for it. Now, when you break this all down, again, let's talk numbers, because I see a comment. Indigo Dre 8 on Instagram said, it's not the vehicle to be staying in long term. The strategy would definitely be to refi into a shorter term, but it gives buyers more options. Okay. So let me ask you a question. We're talking about, to answer you directly, Indigo Dre 8 on Instagram. The strategy would definitely be to refinance into a shorter term, but it does give buyers more options. Okay. You're saving $200 a month. You're saving $200 a month. And I'm going to say this, and this is at a $500,000 loan, which is pretty much average in the country right now. In my opinion, other places could be a lot cheaper. But think about it. If it's only $200 savings on $500,000, if you go to $200,000, the savings are even less, right? Who is this really going to help in the grand scheme of things? And then when you talk about refinancing later, we're talking about more cost, 4 to 6% of the loan amount. See, we can't always just be throwing out refinancing as if this is always the answer. Guys, first of all, you need equity for refinancing, number one. And number two, you need to qualify. Number three, it's going to still cost money, although it gets rolled into your mortgage. And I am a fan of refinancing, but we got to stop leading with, oh, you could just refinance into a shorter term. Why the hell do it in the first place? Right? Why do it in the first place? That's just me. Me personally. Right? Now, everybody's going to have their own opinions of what they feel is right or wrong. Everybody's going to have their own opinions. This is just my opinions. Feel free to make your own opinions in the comments. But again, this is only saving $200. Now, we all know this $200 ain't going to be $200 forever, because once that house gets assessed in the next year, the fucking taxes and insurance are going to go up. You know what I'm saying? Like, the taxes and insurance will go up. And that's going to eat this savings up. But again, like I stated when I started this, I'm not going to talk about taxes and insurance. I'm just trying to compare numbers. Okay? Are y'all following me? Okay? Now, let's say you take the same 199. Let's just round it up to 200 bucks. Let's talk about a reinvestment strategy. Right? Let's say you take the same 200 bucks. Let's say you say that same 200 bucks. And let's say you put that $200 a month into a your retirement account, your brokerage account. Right? Now let's say if you did take out this mortgage at a 50 year, you put that entire monies into that $200 a month. Let's just say you start your investment balance with $200 and your investment payment is $200 a month. And let's look at 12 years if you did nothing. What could that money grow to? Right? What could that money grow to? Now, as you can see, the chart updated. So now let's just say, okay, we're going to do a 50-year mortgage. And instead of us saving that $200 a month, now we're going to make the same payment, but we're going to take that $200, and now we're going to put that $200 into our brokerage account, and it's going to give us, we're going to make it to where it can make us some money, right? Are y'all tracking? So now, if you take that same reinvestment, that $200, you're still going to have the same loan balance, 478. But now you decide, you know what? I'm going to start an investment account with $200 in it. I'm going for a rate of return of 10% annually. My investment payment to my brokerage account every single month is going to be $200. So at the end of the 12 years, you would have $55,948 in your investment account. Everybody type 56,000. Let's round it up. Type 56K in the chat. And that's in 12 years. Type 56,000 in the chat. So if you are going to take out this type of mortgage and you are looking at saving of $200 a month on a 500K loan, that monthly savings, I would encourage you to put that money into the market so it can grow. Now, if you do $200 a month, right? 12 years is 144 months. So if you did $200 times 144 months, that's only $28,800, right? But if you're disciplined enough to just throw this in a brokerage instead of let it sit in your account, you're going out with it, doing some other foolishness, your $28,800 could grow to $56,000. Right? And Liz the Lone Ranger You're 100% correct. You said it takes discipline and implementing. I've told many of people to do this. No one does this shit. Those who do listen make money. But this is why I'm showing you guys this reinvestment strategies, is because it sounds good when people tell you this. Are you really going to do it? People will tell you, hey, the 50 year is going to give you much cheaper payment and this, that, and third. You can always pay down your principal balance. You can always make extra payments and cut the loan term, but it's going to give you savings today and blah, 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 blah. Look, man, that all sounds good, but we all know life lives. We all know life lives. Right? But I want to show you what a modest $200 a month, if you take the 50 year and you save in the $200 a month, be smart with the savings and go ahead and put that money into the account. Now, again, mind you, for the 100th time during the show, because I got to keep repeating it, because some of y'all who watch these videos, y'all only hear what y'all want to hear. So I'm going to say it again. This is if you don't pay any principal down, you don't refinance, because I know you're gonna make comments, well, you're gonna refinance, the rates are gonna get lower and blah 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 blah. Cut it out. I'm just trying to give you numbers based on if you did nothing, no refinance, no nothing. So are we understanding what I'm saying and how you can use reinvestment strategies, compounding interest investments, to build wealth? Either, like I said, the title of this video, right? I titled this video, How the 50-Year Mortgage Can Make You a Millionaire or It Can Keep You Broke Forever. Okay. Let me see this. Lewis Luck, thank you for the super chat. I appreciate the love. Doesn't a refinance restart the clock again? Not necessarily. A refinance, you can refinance and you don't have to go back to a 30-year. You can go to a shorter term as well. But it's all what you can qualify for and what makes sense to you. If you also said, if I'm 12 years in, unless the opportunity, I can't read this shit. Hold on. Unless it's an opportunity that's too good to pass up, I'm not tapping my equity and going back to the beginning of the mortgage. I agree. But, you know, different strokes for different folks. And I think that makes sense for you, but it might not make sense for everyone. Right? But thank you for your question. And most importantly, thank you for your super chat. I want to go to the other super chat I saw in here real quick before I get on to another price point. Okay. Thank you, Guyver90, for the super chat. I appreciate the love. Hey, MG, we're starting an assisted living in Suffolk County, New York. I'm getting my MBA. She's getting her MHA. Our SBA FHA loans viable? Would a 50-year mortgage work for us? If you are starting an assisted living facility, depending on what type of property you are purchasing, I would look into SBA. I would definitely look into SBA. Definitely look into SBA. Thank you for the super chat. Okay. So are y'all following where I'm going with this so far? Do we want to do another example? Let's do, instead of a $500,000 loan, let's kick it up a notch. Let's go to 600. All right, let's go 600,000. 600,000. And let's do 600,000 base loan amount for both the 30 and the 50 year. Let's take out the reinvestment strategy for right now. All right, let's exclude that right now. Okay, let's go to 600,000. No. Let me take out the reinvestment strategy because I want to keep this very clean for you guys, right? So on a $600,000 loan, same interest rates, same everything, you're talking about a 3552 payment, principal and interest payment, versus a 3792 principal and interest payment. We're talking about $239 a month saved. $239.58, but let's just call it $240, right? But $239. Over 5 years, again, same thing, right? On a $600,000 mortgage, you're paying $213,000 in interest in 5 years versus $227,000. But look at that principal number. You're only paying down $8,200 on a 50-year mortgage versus $38,000. You got a higher balance after 50 years. You pay $204 interest versus $189. So the 30-year net savings is almost $16,000. Everybody type in chat, $16,000. Your net savings is almost $16,000. $1,000 in 5 years. Now, if we go 12 years, look at this, y'all. In 12 years, your loan balance on a 50 years, 574 versus 482. You got about, again, modest appreciation of 3% annually on both homes. You got about $281,000 in equity on the 50-year versus $373,000 on that 30-year. You would have paid off only $26,000 in principal in 12 years on that 50-year mortgage versus $117,850 on this 30-year. Wow. Total interest, $485,000 versus $428,000. What's your thought, y'all? Now, let's do the same thing. Let's take that $239.58. I'm going to just round it up to $240, right? If I take that $240, if I am someone who's saying I'm going to go with that 50-year, I'm going to save that $240, and I'm going to reinvest that $240 into my brokerage account every single year for the next 12 years, right? Now, what does that look like? So if I reinvest that $240, I make 10% rate of return annually, S&P 500. I make an investment payment monthly for 12 years or 144 months. Now that 240 turns into $67,000. $138. Okay. So even if you're someone saying, you know what? Forget that. MG, I'm going to put that $240 into my mortgage. I'm going to use it to pay down my mortgage every single month. What does that look like? So if you were to pay off your mortgage every single month, if you go with that 50-year mortgage and you made the same payment as if a 30-year mortgage would be, you're going to pay off that mortgage in 34 and a half years. So you'll shave a good amount of money off of that, but you still got 34 years left. Now, what if those of you who are watching, because I know some of you are probably going to think this, what if I just paid the $240 a month extra on my 30 year? What does that look like? Now you're paying off your mortgage in 25 years. Reinvestment strategies here, y'all. So you can either do it one or two ways, y'all. You can pay down your mortgage or you can pay it into an investment account. And then you have to look at, okay, if I do this in an investment account, right? I started off at a $240 a month. I get a 10% return on it. And I'm doing $240 every single month on my investments. You know, now I'm looking at $67,138 in my brokerage account after 12 years. So, you know, and we can go on and on and on. Let's go to 700,000, right? Let's go to 700,000. Because in a lot of areas, especially I'm up north, so I want to kind of make things, you know, kind of more up northish too. But the information can be used no matter where you are. But let's go to now, if you do a 50-year mortgage and you got a $700,000 deal, which is kind of normal up here, right? It's probably average, right? So now you go to the $700,000 mark, y'all. Let's go 700,000. Let's go 700,000. So now you're going 700,000. That 50 is only saving you $280 a month. You got a 41-44 payment versus a 42-44 payment. So I did three different price points, right? Let's look at it in 5 years. What does that look like? In five years, because everybody's going to refinance within a 5 year time frame, right? So in 5 years, you only paid down 9,600 versus 44,000, right? You would have paid 239,000 in interest versus 220. That 30 year in 5 years, you're still saving yourself a net savings of 18,000. Because again, the average person is going to refinance in 5 to 6, 5 to 8 years. So we're using short term for this. Does this really make both sense and sense to you? If you look at the long term, 12 years, you do nothing. You don't refinance. There's not an opportunity for refinances. Rates haven't really went that lower, right? Your total interest, I mean, think about it. You've only in 12 years on a $700,000 deal. If you did absolutely nothing, you're only paying about $30,000 off on your principal balance versus $137,000, almost $138,000 in 12 years on your 30-year fix versus your 50-year. You're looking at $566,000 on interest versus $499,000, basically $500,000. The 50-year versus the 30-year. So this is why I said in my opening remarks, y'all, me personally, for an investment property, I like this for investment property. For a homeowner, I don't like it. I think you can do other things with your money. So let's go. Let me go back here. Let's do the 280. Let's keep the same examples going, right? You do a 280 a month into a brokerage account. You're making 10% annual return on that $280 that you're putting into your broker's account monthly that you are saving, right? Reinvestment strategy, What are we looking at? $78,328 in 12 years. $78,328 in 12 years. Are y'all tracking? Are y'all following me with these numbers? I want to make sure I'm not losing anybody because we're doing a lot of numbers. And this is why for today's show, I wanted to kind of give you guys more of a visual. Saturday, I kind of was like going through it and I was kind of just giving you one option, one scenario, but I didn't really break down. I just was giving you whole numbers. Today, especially since all the comments and what I've been reading online, I say, you know what? Today, I'm going to follow up with part two of this because this topic is so important to me.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
That I want to make sure that no matter what side of the fence that you sit on, whether you agree, if you think this is a smart solution or a debt trap, I can't say debt right. Debt, it sounds like death almost, I'm saying, but it's debt, right? If you think this is a debt trap or a smart solution, I'm giving you both sides of the fence. I'm trying to look at this from every perspective as possible. This is why I said I'm going to give you reinvestment strategies with this, whether you put it back into your principal, whether you put it back. Because even if on this scenario, on a $700,000, let's put that $280 a month into your principal balance, right? Let's not do any investing into your brokerage, right? So if you put it all into your principal, you still... You're cutting 15 years off the mortgage on a 50-year, but it's still not doing much for you. Shout out to my cousin Marcus. Marcus, you said, I think it's good, like you said, for investment property because after 12 years and you invest the extra money, you're making money every month, and it makes sense. Correct. So now if this is an investment property, somebody else is paying for this, I'm making probably more than $280 difference. I'm making more cash flow. So if I have a $700,000 multifamily that somebody else is paying this, I'm probably already making $1,000 to $2,000 already. On top, if I do a 50-year mortgage, now you give me an extra $280 to $300, I can take all that money and put it into an investment account. So this is why I said for me, for an investor, someone who has the discipline to take this money and to reinvest it into other things, I think it works. But as a homeowner, I know we talk about affordability, the crisis of affordability here in America, and this sounds good on paper like, oh, we stretch it out, it's going to save us hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month. It doesn't save you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands a month. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a damn $780,000 deal. And it's only saving you $279 a month. Let's go lower, right? Let's say if this was a now $300,000 deal. Let's go a little bit lower, right? Let's say if this was a $300,000 deal. Right? If this was a $300,000 deal, you're only saving $119 a month on a 50-year. Look in 5 years. You've only paid $4,000 on your principal balance versus almost $20,000 here. Both suck, but it's just the numbers. You're going to pay over $100,000 in interest versus $94,000. The 30 year is still net savings about $7,800, almost $8,000 in that 5 years. Net. So no matter what side of the fence that you sit on about this, the men lie, the women lie, the numbers don't. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. This is what I'm talking about here. So when I speak to you guys, let me stop sharing this. I need you to look at me. I need y'all to look at me, right? When I'm sharing you guys information, when I'm speaking to you, 9 times out of 10, I might say something real quick or something like that, and I'm not saying something. I'm saying something. I'm not just saying something just to say something. I sit here and I run the numbers myself. I do the math so you don't have to do it. So when I'm telling you guys something, I'm telling you something for a reason and a purpose already. I'm giving you my opinion on it, but I'm telling you what it is. The numbers are the numbers. No one can circumvent that. People online will tell you everything. If you go some to the 50-year mortgage and you look at the trend, how it's trending, and you read some of the statements that people are making and they think it's going to save them hundreds and hundreds of dollars, you're out of your mind. It's not going to happen. Does it make it a little bit more affordable? Absolutely. But the sad part of all of this, when I see people who have licenses, realtors, loan officers, talking about this in a way to where it's almost kind of fucking salesy. It's despicable to me. It's despicable to me personally, to me, because when I read certain comments and I say, man, you're just talking from a commission mindset. You're looking for more buyers, more people to come into the market so you can make money. You're not really looking out for people's best interests. And this is why I wanted to do this over, right? I wanted to do this over again because I wanted to make sure that when I did these numbers, because Saturday, I didn't really go crazy with the numbers like that. I didn't. I just giving you like round numbers and shit like that. But I really wanted to show you guys today real numbers on this part two of this 50-year mortgage, because there are going to be so many, if this comes out, there are going to be so many salespeople, realtors, loan officers that's going to push this like crazy without really educating their clients. And there's going to be many of you who are going to not even run your own numbers. You're going to trust what the professionals are telling you. And you're not going to run your numbers for yourself. You're not. You're going to think it sounds good. Let me go ahead and do this. And then you're going to be one of those people a year from now that's going to be making TikTok videos about buyer's remorse, about how ghetto home ownership is, because you're not sitting here doing the math and doing the numbers for yourself. And I'm just keeping it real with y'all. And this is no disrespect to my real estate and mortgage loan officer community. I love y'all. But if you're going to offer this type of product, I want my people to run the numbers. If this comes into law, you better do the math. Good, bad, and ugly. CYA. Everybody type CYA. Especially if you're a real estate professional, type CYA, all caps. Cover your ass, man. Because people going to be blaming you, and if they feel like this doesn't work out in their benefit in the future, they're going to go to the internet, they're going to go to these review sites, and they're going to leave bad reviews. So cover your ass. Make sure you're documenting that you're giving them the information, because I already see what's going to happen. Right? CYA, y'all. CYA, cover your ass. And if you are a home buyer who's buying a primary residence and you're looking to get into, if this 50-year mortgage comes into fruition, if you're looking to get a 50-year mortgage, you better run your numbers, man. you better run your numbers, because quite frankly, I don't want to see your videos in a year or two talking about you hate this and I blame this person and I blame that person. No, blame yourself. Blame yourself. Blame yourself. God's not done with you yet. Said, I will be using my mentee calls if they try to give me this. Extremely important. Shout out to all my inner circle. Anybody who got coaching calls with me. Shout out to y'all. Smart. Taylor Durden says, average homeowner is 40 years old. Taking a 50-year mortgage means you will have to live until 90. Well, yeah. David Money says, this is going to be like the no money down car loans, treadmill to nowhere. I ran the numbers on the 20-year. Looks nice. You know what? I'm glad you just brought that up. JDGLex21 on YouTube. Y'all want me to compare 30-year to 20-year now? I feel good about this comparison thing, right? I'm glad you just brought that up because I like the 20-year. Type 20-year in chat if you want me to compare now. Let's flip the script. We're off. At the 55 mark, we're off the 50 to 30-year comparison. Let's do some comparison numbers on 30 and 20-year now. Type 20-year in chat if you want me to do a brief scenario of a 30 versus a 20-year and a reinvestment strategy. Type in chat 20-year. I get enough of those, then I would do it. I get enough of those 20-year. 20-year, 20-year, 20-year. We got a whole yes right here. Okay. 20-year. Okay. 20-year. Okay. We got some nice 20 years. We got some 20 years going on Instagram as well. Make sure if you're on Instagram, you subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's where you'll be able to watch the replay of this. Or you can go to Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets. Okay. So let's do a 30-year. Let's do a 30-year, y'all. Let's start this out. Since we already had 300,000, let's start it at 300,000. And we're going to compare now the 30-year and 20-year. And let's do interest rate-wise for the 30-year. We're going to keep that at 6.5%. And we'll do the 20-year at roughly around, let's just say 6 1/8, because it's generally like, you know, 3/8 of a point lower on a 15-year. So we'll just do it that like that. And let's do, let's do that. All right. So we got the 15 and the 30. Okay. Let me share my screen. Okay, let's do the 15-year and the 20-year. Already I'm liking this. All right, type in chat. I can see my screen or screen. Type screen in chat if you can see my screen. Type screen in chat if you can see my screen. Type screen in chat if you can see my screen. We'll only do a couple examples of this. It's coming up on... I think we've been on here for a little bit over an hour now. Yeah, we've been on here coming up on an hour. So I'm not going to spend too much time on this. But if we're looking at the 30-year versus the 20-year mortgage, and I told you guys on Saturday, I like the 30-year and the 20-year. Oh, I did it at 6 1/4, 30-year. I'll keep it at that because whatever, right? So if you look at the 6 1/4 rate on the 30-year versus a 6.125 on the 20-year, you're talking about a difference of $187.91 on a $300,000 loan amount that the 30-year is cheaper by. But if you look at over the 5 years, over 5 years, you were on the 30 year, you're going to pay $5,000 on your balance versus the 20 year, $20,000 on your balance, you know, less interest at $88,000. So you got a net savings of $4,000 in the first 5 years on the 20 year. And if you go 12 years out, if we're going 12 years out, we're looking at, man, $219,000, almost $220,000 in interest versus $200,000 in interest. But you got about $189,000 in equity on that 20 year after 12 years. But on that 20 year, if you stay in this for 12 years, guess what? You got 8 more years left on your mortgage. Whereas on a 30 year, you got 18 more years. I still have 600 months. Wait, hold on. Oh, yeah, you're right. Good catch. Good catch. Good catch. I didn't see that. Hold on. Hold on. Let's scratch all of that. You know what? I forgot to change the term. Let's scratch everything I just said. Everything I just said, delete it. I forgot to change the term. The terms did not change automatically. All right, let's go back. Let's look at the real math. Okay, good catch. Who was that who caught that? Sean Jr. 2021. I think that was you. No, yep, Sean Jr. 2021. You caught that. I forgot to change the terms. So let's scratch everything I just said. Let's scratch everything I just said. Let's start this from the beginning, okay? On the 30-year versus 20-year, $300,000 loan amount, 6.25 on the 30-year, 6.125 on the 20-year. We got the right terms now, 360 months versus 240 months. That 20-year, that 30-year is now $323 cheaper, right, on a monthly basis. Now, that's some savings, right, compared to 20 year. So let's do in 5 years. In 5 years, you will have paid $20,000 towards your principal versus $44,000 on your principal. You got a balance of $255 versus $280. You got $90,000 in interest versus $85,000 in interest. So overall, you still have a savings of $5,360 on a 20 year in the first 5 years. But now, also let's keep in mind, you have 25 years left on one, you have 15 years left on another. Great catch, Sean. Great catch. Okay. Now, if we go to 12 years, you have a balance of 239 versus 164. Mind you, we started this at 300,000. You got about 188,000 in equity versus 263. You've only paid 61,000 on interest on a 30 year versus 135,000 on the 20 year. And you've only spent about $177,000. On interest versus 205. So that's your 12 year, analysis. But now keep in consideration on a 20 year, you only have 8 more years to pay off this debt versus on the 30 year, you have 18 more years. Okay. Those of you who are on Instagram who really want to see the screen, go to my YouTube channel, MG The Mortgage Guy, so that way you can really watch it. Head over to the YouTube because YouTube is perfectly clear, okay? Now, for those of you, the 30 years, and look, if you look at other countries, a lot of countries don't even offer 30-year mortgages, right? U.S. is one of those countries, and that's why when Trump put out that photo of Roosevelt with a 30-year mortgage, they made home ownership more affordable. A lot of countries don't offer 30-year mortgages, and I know a lot of people in America, y'all scream and shout about 30 years, but 30 years not a bad option compared to the 50, in my opinion. But if you're looking at a 20-year, think about this. $323, almost $324 a month, that might make a huge difference in somebody's life. But for those of you at that $300,000 price point who can afford that $323 higher, because you're only looking at 2170 principal and interest, it might be more advantageous for you to take out the 20-year. This is why I said I like 20 years. Now, let's go play devil's advocate here, right? Now, let's just say, because we got what, 323, right? Let's say, you know what? I'm going to take that $323 a month and I'm going to apply that directly to my principal balance on a 30-year. What does that look like now? So if you apply that directly, you're paying it off in 20 years. So it's the same thing, right? You pay it off in 20 years. Same thing. Now, let's just say, what if I took that $323, right? Instead of putting it towards my principal balance, let me take that $323 a month. Let me put that into my brokerage account at 10% and make that $323 a month into my investment account. You'll have $90,357. $90,357. Type 90K in chat. So if you are someone who can afford that higher payment when you're comparing 30-year versus 20-year mortgages, why not put that difference into your brokerage account? Or instead of paying more on, because I know a lot of people want to pay less interest, right? Why not put that into your investment account? Because like just saying in the same 12 years, right? In 12 years, you know, again, if you put that money towards your principal balance, right? In 12 years, let me do it this way. Let's go back here. 323, right? So if you did your 30-year mortgage, right? And you put that $323 towards the principal balance, you're paying $182,000, almost $183,000 in interest. All right, so you're essentially only saving, what was that number? Let me go back there. Let's take that off. So you're only saving is now two. So if you did nothing towards your principal balance, 205. Somebody remember that number, 205. Let me put this in my calculator, 205. Right? Let's do some math, y'all, because I want y'all to really understand it. So if you did nothing towards your principal balance, that's $205,167, right? Now, if you reinvested that money into your principal balance on a 30-year, that same $323 a month, your savings on interest go to $182. So minus that $205,167, minus that $182,663, right? That's $22,500. $22,500 in interest that you are saving. So would it be better, instead of putting that money into your mortgage balance, is it better to put that same $323 a month into an investment account, making annual 10%. Because you got 90 in that same 12-year time frame, you got $90,000 versus 22.5 of interest save. So is paying down your mortgage, and again, this is 12 years. So we're looking at 12 years versus paying down your principal balance of $323 a month versus 12 years of investing into your brokerage account at a 10% annual rate of return, which has been the rate of return of the S&P annualized for the past 50 years. What makes most sense? More sense to you? What would you rather do? Have $90,000 in liquidity or net saved $22,000 of interest that you're giving to the bank? Type in chat. I want to hear from y'all. What do you think is better? $90,000 or $22K interest saved? $90,000 liquid or $22,000 interest saved? And this is at, again, guys, this is at $300,000. Let's go to some realistic number. Let's go to 500. Let's go back to that 500,000 example, 30-year versus 20-year. So let's go 30-year. Let's make this a $500,000 value, right? Or loan amount versus a 20-year, 500,000, right? So now we're looking at, again, the terms are right, 500,000, right? We're looking at a difference of payment of $539, basically $540 a month. That's a huge, 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 huge savings. That's over $6,000 a year, right? Over the first 5 years, though, let's look at the numbers. That 20-year versus the 30-year. Now, this is no reinvestment strategy now. That 20-year versus the 30-year mortgage, if you're looking at just over the first 5 years, that 20-year is still going to net out. Your net savings is still going to be about $8,000, $9,000 less on the 20 years. Now, on your 12-year with no reinvestment strategy, 12 years in interest, you're going to spend $341,000 versus, well, basically $342,000 versus $295,000. So let's take this number. So let's just call it $342,000. Now let's do the reinvestment strategy, y'all. So now let's take that $539. Let's just round that shit up to $540,000, right? Let's round it up to $540,000. So if you took that same $540,000 and you put that on your 30-year mortgage every single month, right? Again, you're still paying it off in 20 years. But over 12 years, you save. Your interest went from $342,000 to $304,000. Equity position is still higher with the 20-year. And mind you, in 12 years, you only have 8 years left on your 20-year. Okay? Now, on the 30-year, if you made no principal payments at all, the total interest in 12 years you would have spent is $342,000. If you pay down that $539,000 or that $540,000, whatever that number was, your interest goes to 304, right? So now that's going to give you a net of $38,000 in interest saved. And you're still paying off the mortgage in 20 years. But in 12 years, you know what I'm saying? The numbers here still look better if you started off at a 20-year. Now, this is only if you can afford that extra $540 a month in higher payments. Because remember, $540 today, when taxes and insurance go up, et cetera, that number can go higher. But this is strictly for the people who want to beat the interest rap and pay off their houses faster. But now if I was to invest that same $500, let's say I take this 30-year mortgage and I say, you know what? I'm going to put $540 a month into a brokerage account, make an annualized 10%. In 12 years, if you put $540 a month into your investment account, annualized profit of 10%, annualized rate of return of 10%. You're looking at in 12 years, $151,000. Make sure on YouTube you guys like the video if you're getting gems from this conversation. If this is sparking some curiosity in your own reinvestment strategies, put some gems in the comment. Make sure you go on YouTube, like this video, hit the bell, subscribe, all that good stuff. Share this with 10, 15, 20 people if you are getting good information from today's programming. So what would you rather have, the $151,000, or would you rather have 30-something thousand net savings and interest? But again, this type of conversation, as we start going higher and higher in loan amounts, obviously that monthly savings is going to be much, you know, between a 30-year and a 20-year, the monthly savings are going to be very high, right? 30-year is going to be obviously cheaper than what a 20-year. And you really have to be making some money. You have to really be disciplined. You have to be able to afford going into a 20-year mortgage. But I'm going to tell all my people, you are all my friends, I'm going to tell you, if you go with the 30-year, and if you are someone who says, you know what, I can afford a 20-year mortgage payment in today's climate with my current financial situation, right? If you are someone that you can do that, and you decide to go with the 30-year, let's not just settle for, okay, I'm taking the savings and I'm doing nothing with it. We have to aggressively invest. This is how we break all generational curses in our bloodlines, is by investing. 12 years goes before you know it. Look, I'm a father of four now. I'm 47 years old. I still feel like I'm in my 20s. I got a daughter that's 20. I got a son that'll be 18 next month, right? Baby Boss will be 12 next year. 12 years when I tell you go by like this, because the past 20 years blew by. And even as I do these numbers and I calculate these things and I even look at my own personal finances and stuff like that, this is why I said to you guys a couple weeks ago, over the next 3 years, for me, it's like I have so many huge goals because there's so much more investing that I want to do. Because over the next 13 years, in 13 years, I'll be 60 years old. So over the next 13 years of where I'm at in my life right now, I want to aggressively pay off my primary residence, Garland Gardens. I want to invest aggressively. Because as I go into my 60s and 70s and 80s, I want to live. I want freedom. Type in chat, freedom. Type in chat, freedom. So everybody here has to determine what's your real freedom point. What is best for you? Whether it's a 50-year, 30-year, 20-year, 15-year, different strokes for different folks. Everybody going to have their fucking opinion. Like, you know what they say? You know, opinions are like assholes. Everybody got them. You know what I'm saying? Forget my opinions on today's program. We've been doing this for an hour and 20 minutes right now. Type freedom in chat. We have to start thinking, what are our freedom points and what are we going to do to get there? And how aggressive are we going to be to get there? I just want to be the person when it comes to anything real estate, when it comes to my bread and butter, I want always share my thoughts and my opinion because I know what the hell I'm talking about, number one. But number two, I know I can balance and be biased, right? Like I can play both sides of the fence because I'm a professional of 23 years. NMLS number 58700, better known as the mortgage guy. This is what I do, right? I've helped thousands of people in real life, not just some internet shit, right? This is what I do before I was heavy on the internet. I've been on Facebook since 2008. I've been on Instagram since 2011. Most of you just heard of me in the last year. I close deals. I help people buy real estate, primary, residential, right? Commercial, investments, fix and flips, BRRRs, whatever it is, development, construction, I get it done. And I've seen people from all walks of life with different strategies. Stop listening to your coworkers. Don't listen to mom and dad. Don't listen to your uncles and your aunties. Take everything everybody says with a grain of salt and figure out what works best for you at the end of the day. I just want to provide you factual numbers. That way, it gives you a blueprint of what you need to be doing, especially if you're using ChatGPT and all this other stuff. That way, you know keywords and prompts to set your fucking plan up. But all of this means nothing if you don't execute, if you don't stay disciplined to it. That's my TED Talk. If I had a mic right now that was loose, I would drop that shit. Oh. All right. I think that's all I got for y'all. I've been on here for an hour and 21 minutes right now. I'm feeling good. It's Monday. I got mentorship calls coming up in the next 30 minutes or so. Let's get some questions. I'll go to 1 o'clock today. Let's get some questions going. If you got any questions, type them in chat. I'll answer a couple questions real quick. And yeah, let's see what we got here. I got that 5-day real estate investing boot camp coming up too. I'm going to start putting that out, that information out by Friday. I think I want to give y'all an offer today. Let me put this in the chat. If you want 3 coaching calls with me, you got to use them in 6 months. I just put it in the link in the chat. If you want to get on a call, if you like the information I gave you today, if you want to set up a reinvestment strategy, a whole blueprint roadmap for success for you and your family, if you want to get these calls are recorded so you can go back and watch the replay, I put a link in the chat. If you're on Instagram, you could just DM me. Coaching call package. You get 3 30-minute coaching calls with me directly. We can put together a customized package for you. Look at everything, whether it's primary residence, whether it's investment properties. I'll create a whole roadmap, blueprint, reinvestment strategy to your liking. Answer whatever questions. I'll give you the game, anything and everything that you need. Right? So type, DM me if you're on Instagram. Coaching package or something like that. And if you're on YouTube, I just put the link right here, right? Take advantage. That price will change very soon. Okay. Let's do a couple quick questions. What's the benefit of paying off your house if you only want to use the money to contribute to your next home? What's the benefit of paying off your house if you only want to use the money to contribute to your next home? Well, then don't pay off your house. I mean, the benefit of paying off your house would be if you rent out that home that you just paid off, you got a tremendous amount of cash flow. You have no debt except for taxes and insurance. Right? So job progress, DM me coaching package. And then when I get off of this, I'll send you the link. DM me coaching package. All you on Instagram, if you want the 3 coaching call package, DM me. I'll put the link in the description of the YouTube video as well. Capture that says, should I sell my house that I have 3% interest rate? I need more space. I don't know. I can't advise you on that. I need to know more about your situation, and then I can help you create a blueprint for that. Again, capture that. DM me the word coaching call, and I'll see you in the link to sign up. Do I have suggestions for homeowners insurance? No, I use Geico, but use whoever you want. Great info, as always. Thank you. Best decision I ever made was to add a basement apartment. Now it brings in $1,000 a month. Absolutely. Absolutely amazing. Amazing, amazing decision you made. Take advantage of everything. Right? Take advantage of everything. Why not? Right? Okay. So it's 12:45. This was a great, great conversation that we had today. If you are on Instagram, you can go to my YouTube channel to watch the replay of today's episode. Make sure you like, share, comment, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am going live. But if some good news comes out and I don't want to wait for my scheduled lives, then I'm going to go live that night. You never know, just like I did Saturday night. Right? Make sure you guys subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. Go to YouTube. Go to wherever you listen to podcasts, audio. Download us, Rants and Gems, on all podcast audios. Cheryl Holmes said, home is paid off, but having difficulty getting insurance in South Florida. I want to rent it. Any advice? Florida, South Florida is tough when it comes to insurance right now. It's tough right now. I ain't gonna hold you up, sis. I would say try to work with an insurance broker. They might have more options than what the general public that we're used to seeing, you know, like the Geicos and things like that. So I would say try an insurance broker because they might have more options than just a Geico and a State Farm. What are your thoughts using a HELOC to pay off your current mortgage to bring down the overall interest cost? Run the numbers. Run the numbers. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Run the numbers and see if that works for you. JV on Instagram says, should I refinance on my 3.25% for now, 6% to get cash out and use new investment property? Absolutely not, JV. I would definitely not do that. I would do a home equity line of credit before I touch that 3.25% interest rate. JV, you can DM me coaching call. You can get 3 video calls with me that I recorded, so that way you can go back and watch it. And we'll come up with a customizable blueprint for you. I'll help guide you not just on how to get that money, but buying smart investments and analyzing them properly, so that way you can make money. Because a lot of people out here buying investments and they don't know what the hell they're doing. And this coaching call package is also not just for homeowners and home investors. This is also for real estate professionals. So if you're a real estate professional, you want to learn how to scale and grow and build up your audiences the way I have, over 750,000 plus people on all platforms right now, on my way to 1 million on all platforms, millions of views and thousands of leads on an annual basis, and a lot of closings to match that. Take advantage of the coaching call. Okay. Let's see.
Shout out to all my realtors. Kayla, she is, you are hollering at Cheryl Holmes. She's a local realtor in South Florida. Oh, Kayla, do you have insurance people for her? Because I don't know if she's looking to sell. But if you have insurance people that can help her, that would be great. Okay. Make sure you hit that like button on YouTube. Subscribe. Download. And book the coaching call package, man. I'm going to put the link in the chat one more time. If you are on Instagram, DM me, coaching call, YouTube. I put the link here. I am going to pin the link too for everybody who's going to watch this live on a replay. Hope to help some of you get clarity on what you are looking to do. Okay. Okay. That's all I got for y'all today. JB said, thank you. I just DM'd you. Okay. So all my Instagram folks, who are DM me right now. And thank you, Kayla, for sharing that info. I appreciate you checking in. Shout out to all the realtors and loan officers who check in with me. JV, I'm going to send you the link to sign up as soon as I end this call, and everybody else who DM'd me on Instagram. I hope you guys got some good value. If you did, drop some gems in the comment from today's show. We will be back Wednesday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And yeah, I'm feeling good today, man. I hope you guys have an amazing Monday, and let's grow. Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Peace.